This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
You're tuned into the sounds of FUBAR Radio. And first of all, before we go any further, we've got to say a big thank you to Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here. And you can listen back to that or any FUBAR show on the website. And last week on this show, it was bananas. We were speaking to Charlie Tuna of Jurassic 5, and he had some pretty slick words to say for us. They definitely hit up that show. Crafty Cuts was talking to us as well, and we had another crazy open mic. So hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop and listen back to that.
Yay!
Hey. And today, Mice is away. Mice Ticket, he's left me. So I thought it's only correct that, you know, some estrogen takes over and fully dominates the studio, because it's not often we get that opportunity in hip hop where women are outnumbering the dudes. And yes. So this week, I'm joined by the one and only Issa Tasheriff.
Hey!
Did you like the...
It's me again.
Mice decided anytime we say your name, we have to sing it as though...
Yeah, no, that's only right. It's, I do that myself, to be
yeah,
honest.
Okay.
I try not to, you know, do it in front of people, but if you're...
Right,
if you're you know what I mean?
Just strictly for in the shower or when you're cooking or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, 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 all the time. But it's all
but
good.
Thank you so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure, man. We have fun.
Yeah, otherwise I'd be all by myself.
You're on a singing one today, right?
Yeah, well, you need to listen to some of our new FUBAR Radio intros that we've had going on some previous weeks. They've sort of infected the system. But we've got another dope show lined up for you guys today. Going to be talking to an official New York legend from one of my all-time favourite hip-hop crews.
Whoop.
A member, one of the founding members of DITC. He's going to be chatting to us, as well as we're going to be speaking to Black Chronicle and Phoenix. They're going to be performing live in the studio for you later. We've got Marv Radio joining us as well.
Woo-hoo.
And I got some crazy new music for you too, including brand new Rock Marciano, brand new Leaf Dog, and you know, so much goodness for you. But how are you doing, Isata?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. I'm like, you know, I'm relaxed. Like, I went to a spa.
Ooh.
For the first time ever. Like, I had my first, you know, massage.
Oh,
it's quite a long time. Like, have you had a do you do massages?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm good at giving massage too.
No, I'm terrible. I'm terrible at, like, you know, yeah, anyway. First time, it was amazing. Like, I'm a changed woman.
Because I was telling Mice about the spas that I went to in Japan, where it's like all the geothermal.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that.
What, oh my god, it's like I'm hooked. I'm hooked, like crackhead.
I don't know why I didn't get into them when I was over there, but I remember the last time I was on the show, you saying, oh, that's one place I'd really like to go. And then the next minute I see you tweeting like, yeah, so I'm in Shibuya, Shinjuku. Yeah. And I'm like, what? She was acting like it wasn't in the horizon. Like,
hey, man,
did it happen after that?
Yeah, after that, because, you know, look, I truly just think I have no guarantees about where I'm going to be next month, you know, like whether I'll be on this earth or somewhere else. And so, you know, we've got to make things happen that we want to happen in life.
Dope.
So, yeah, that was just straight to action with all of these things. That's what the theme of 2017 is for me, is I ain't waiting for nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just strictly making things happen. And that includes me making sure that I get all the illest artists on the show for you every week, Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. right here on FUBAR Radio, and all the best new music. So, are you ready for some brand new Scorsese?
Yeah, oh, wow, come on now.
Scorsese from Nottingham. He's
Too
one of
much.
My favorite MCs out of the UK.
Easy,
so, as soon as I saw that he said he had some brand new music, I was like, you better send me that to play exclusive first play in the UK on the show on Monday. So, here it goes. This is hip hop. This is FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
I'd seen the old medicine man up there, gathering for his juju kit. And I have very little of the original serum left.
Yo, are you stuck on medication and hate it? Are you sedated? Cause the doctors keep on changing and nobody knows you're aching. You're probably sick of complaining. Maybe you're a hypochondriac, you're getting paranoid. Hey, try meditation. They're throwing out morphine left, right and centre. Maybe we need private healthcare like the Masons. We'll probably die waiting for the cure. They give us painkillers, the killers, but not the cannabis oil. The organic food costs more than a fake modified fruit. I guess it's all chemically induced. The system got the pain levels going through the roof. Cause your illness is a business, see how low they will stoop. Anybody got a better plan? Nothing is concrete like footprints in the sand. Me time, wash away all the sickness on the land. To save us from the wrongdoing of our own hands. I don't think medicine can. In fact, I need my medicine, damn. Like we're trapped in the bottle that was lost by the medicine. Yo, man, are you Tesla or Edison? Blessed with intelligence, destined for greatness or destined to be a skeleton? Might be the best, but the whole world said it's him. Searching through the papers in your lab for the evidence. Slumped shoulders, head down, 1920s great depression. Engineered by men who wear Satan's dresses. At a party in a sadomasochistic room, where the host gets his fix from the victim's wounds. Birds of a feather stay together like Siamese. That's why they're all interconnected like society. No cure for the poor except free prescription. Being broke can send you crazy with a weed addiction. Probably more so than the herb itself. The stress we go through in the everyday search of wealth is what makes us more controllable. Either we find a cause or hide it with Cocodamol. Anybody got a better plan? Nothing is concrete like footprints in the sand. Me time, wash away all the sickness on the land. To save us from the wrongdoing of our own hands. I don't think medicine can. In fact, I need my medicine, damn. Like we're trapped in the bottle that was lost by the medicine. Yo, man, why do kids get sick and serial killers live? Maybe that the answer is that humans are a cancer. Neo should have never asked for peace. Ignorance is bliss, but the revolution victory is sweet. Until the next one gets infected with temptation. Couldn't see death's face, she was wearing a glass necklace. Blinded by the very same face and the reflection that couldn't face rejection from the natural selection. I guess happiness lies in a capsule. Flying through your synapse like a car in a time lapse. Watch for the traffic, hope your mind don't crash. Laws of physics, no temporary highs don't last. Fatal attraction, lost to the life of distraction. In the midst of the folly of all the action, I caption that one golden moment in a fraction. So I can bring it back like deep memory retraction. Anybody got a better plan? Nothing is concrete like footprints in the sand. Me time, wash away all the sickness on the land. And save us from the wrongdoing of our own hands. I don't think medicine can. In fact, I need my medicine, damn. It's like we're trapped in the bottle that was lost by the medicine man.
Love that guy. Scorsese, Straight Out of Knots. That track is called Illa World. It's so good to hear your voice, Scores. And that's taken from a brand new EP called Illa Scores. It's entirely produced by Scorsese as well himself on the beats, which is nice to hear too. And it's dropping 27th of February. So make sure you hit up Scores. That's scorz.co.uk and support that good UK goodness.
I'm going to get that.
Yes.
I'm going to get that. That was cold.
I know. Scores is always like preaching to people, man, like with the goodness. So, and it's just really lovely, the theme of the whole EP as well, of each track too. So it's definitely, you know, we're going to be supporting that over the coming weeks. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and...
I said to Sheriff.
Yes. It's not my Stiggy. He's away living some... doing some famous ass shit, as he calls it.
Yeah. He's always doing famous stuff. I'm always seeing him on my TV. I'm like hearing him on my radio. I'm like, okay.
It's getting kind of crazy, isn't it? He's officially part of the Illuminati now. So, you know, he's got more important things to do than hang out with me these days. But you know, it's this part of the show is important to me because I feel there's so much madness going on out there. Literally watching the news every day, it's like you don't know what's going to happen. It's like a sitcom.
Yeah.
But a really scary sitcom.
Yeah.
Because you want to laugh, but then you realise this is reality. Like, this is actually...
real.
Yeah, this is happening. So that's actually kind of terrifying. But that's why I think it's so important that we universally take... the time and effort to focus on all the good things that are going on in the world. And that's why, you know, we like to set the show off by sending out props to some important people. So, you know, yeah, to the regular listeners, you know what time it is. It's
big up
time. And this week it's a two-parter again. And that's also what's so dope, because when we want to do the big up, we just find that there's so many people and things going on that deserve a shout out. And this week it was only correct that 1997 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, funk music certified aristocracy. Mm. Like, he's one of the structural fathers of funk music. Like, when you think how significant funk is on hip hop, on just pop music in general,
you know, that's like the foundation of a lot of music these days.
And you know, this is where, before that, like, really, were we grooving kind of thing? So that's why I thought it was essential that we sent a massive shout out to Junie Morrison, Walter Junie Morrison. And he is also known as the force behind the groove. He passed away 2 days ago. He was the creator of one of the most sampled records of all time, the Funky Worm. Funky Worm, because Guy Stubblefield also passed away. But we're going to do a special him next week too. But yes, and the Funky Worm, and he was part of like the seminal group which he founded, the Ohio Players. They used to have all those ill record sleeves where it always had the same bald headed black woman in kind of bondage gear on the front, and he was also the co-creator of and producer of One Nation Under a Groove and Knee Deep by Parliament Funkadelic. So he was an important player in Funkadelic too, which many people, if they've not heard of Ohio Players, you definitely know this man's music through the amount of times this stuff has been sampled to. Junie Morrison, he was a songwriter, producer, arranger, multi-instrumentalist. He moved across so many different genres as well, and he's just an incredible musician and a true innovator, you know. And this is how we've ended up creating these new movements that then go on to just have such a legacy, like with funk music. He also released solo albums, including the Susie Super Groupie, that has some joints on there too. And he produced for artists even as recent as is it Solange or Solange?
Solange.
As
I believe.
Yeah, Solange. No, Knowles. And she paid tribute to him on her Grammy-winning project, A Seat at the Table, as well, because I think he was involved in that project. And Junie was also a fan of this show. He was a fan of the hip hop show right on Food Bar Radio.
Come on now.
And so which I was like blown away a super fangirl to hear from him. And I was talking to him even last year about him coming, getting him on the show, and he often shouted us out and tweeted about us on online too, and which I was like, oh my god, Junie Morrison's listening. And he sent us a message at the end of last year saying, really digging your set on Foo Bar Radio, keep with the grooving and the truth saying. So Junie, you know, I am going to do my utmost to live true to your wise words, and I'm so eternally grateful for everything you contributed to just 20th century music. I think it's off the hook. So it was only correct that we played you something from Junie Morrison. So let's hit you with this. This is the Funky Worm Ohio Players. This is Foo Bar Radio.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yes. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
Funky, that's funky.
course.
We do? Okay. All right.
You're welcome.
Big up to the whole London Massive. This is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right, baby. Don't touch the dial.
We got Beef Angelo. Build a betrayal. Naive and the motherfucking ridiculous. B-Money. Boom.
Tell you about my favourite scene. It plays itself out like films on the movie screen. I rep the team of MCs that rarely get paid. On our own radio, the real shit ain't played. Everybody's self-made with their own label. No, record advance or large sums on the table. The net makes it able to bring you by force. There's a million downloaded for every two that's bought. But I love the support, ain't moaning like the rest. Or in my scene, if you sell 1,000, you're successful. You teach me to teach you like a TEFL. Whilst most fuck the ones who love them like the incestual. Old timers hate the young, new promoters switch the dumpster. People, man, I used to rate and now rapper like a club rat. Aside from this, it feels better than ever. Coming out the eye of the storm into good weather. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to put this thing from the ground up in the UK. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK. My scenes are infant in the grand scheme of things. Although they're rapping about beamers and going on like kings. Battle League doing this thing to me is apparent.
But we underground associate our names with the talent.
We need more nights, we need more crews. Need new producers trying to make power moves. Ain't no way you could lose like the heroin flicks. A mess that I fixed if you work hard and persist. Son, it is what it is. We're all small fish. People think they're worth more, they flop and get pissed. Ain't no soft top, big house, leaf, living rich. But I never stop moving like I'm born with a twitch. I love my scene, accomplish my number one dream. If you don't, I see you soon on the team. It might not be with what you've seen here. I may be the stepping stone for you in your gear. Let's get that clear. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK.
That's brand new Leaf Dog. That's literally just dropped. It's called My Scene, and it's the first single of his second solo album, Dyslexic Disciple. It's a bit of a tongue twister for me. And it's produced by Naive, that track. And there's a limited edition 7-inch vinyl for that too. And the album is scheduled for release in April on High Focus. You know you hear all that good stuff right here first. This is Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love. And today I'm joined by...
Issa Tisheri.
Yes, standing in for my Stiggy. And I said to you that this was going to be a two-part big up, you know, because it was important to me that we shouted out Junie Morrison. But February is such a crazy month, like, in terms of people that we lost in hip-hop too. And, you know, for me, I was someone I always said, when I grow up, I want to rap like Big L.
Yeah.
I want to be able to rap like Big L.
And, that's nuts.
And so, to me, it's just... he was someone who was just taken too early from us. And I think he was one of the illest MCs. So much flavour.
Yeah.
You know. And were you ever a Big L fan, Isidore?
Yeah. I think, like, obviously, I was maybe a bit younger. But, like, I heard everything. And I kind of was like, yeah. Like, obviously, flow-wise, wordplay is just, like, nuts. Like, for me, it was just like... And obviously, you listen to the MCs that everyone talks about, if that makes sense. Like, the people that you kind of look up to when they're like, oh, Big L, and every lyric, you're like, all right, I need to know who this Big L is. It's a bit like that.
And he's just like a punchline king. But, you know, I thought... You and I could just talk about this all day, but I thought, let's get on the line an official, you know, certified OG in this hip hop business, one of the most important contributors on the boards, and someone who knew Big L personally and produced for him, worked for him. And so on the line right now, we should have the one and only, the funky technician, Lord Finesse. Can you hear me?
Hey, what is going on?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I mean, all is great, all is great. Just recovering from a birthday bash last night.
I was gonna and, say.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What
shout
did you
out
do?
We were spinning, man. Me and my brother Boogie Blind and Law Professor came through, and my brother Kenny Dope came through, and DITC alumni, my man OG came through, producer extraordinaire. My man Ella G.
Yeah. So you had everyone in there.
It was a lot of people in the building last night that came out. A lot of mostly like family and friends. I like those real celebrations,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What you were you actually DJing too?
Yeah, I DJed the set last night too, yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people, obviously, they know you as such a crazy producer, you know, and you're a bit of a punchline king yourself on the mic too, but there's a lot of people they haven't seen how nasty you are on the turntables as well. Like,
that's something to see.
It is, honestly. And I love seeing it when, like, you and Boogie Blind are going back and forth on the turntables as well. That's a lot of fun.
Man, that's my dude right there.
And that's the original format. And, you know, I think it's so important that in hip-hop we celebrate all the iconic and important contributors to this culture, because I always feel like if we're not celebrating these people and keeping their legacy alive, like, who is going to do it? And so that's why I just think it was so important that we acknowledge Big L this time of year.
I just think, just like other genres, we got to celebrate iconic heroes. Just like they celebrate their iconic heroes. When you look at rock, Bruce Springsteen, Mick Jagger, Billy Joel, all these iconic rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing that's troublesome about hip-hop
is
you never hear the word old school in front of their heroes.
Yes, exactly.
So when we talk about our heroes, it's the old school dudes. It's like, nah, they just legendary. They pioneers. They iconic.
That
term old school just seems like it tarnishes a person's thought before they even get to hear something. Because it's like, yeah, you listening to, I'm listening to EPMD. Oh, that's that old school group, you know. And if I don't know no better, it's just like, I don't want to hear it. So, you know, because the word old is in front of it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just think that when music, you know, great music never have an expiration date.
Exactly. Great music speaks for itself, and it's timeless, you know, and that's all. But I don't even think that that's something exclusive to hip hop. It's something that's a problem that plagues black music in general, you know, and this is why there's pioneers and innovators in other genres too that people are forgetting about. I mean, I don't know if you heard about Junie Morrison of Ohio Players.
Ohio Players.
He passed just a couple of days ago, and then of course Clyde Stubblefield as well. Like, the contribution of all these cats.
Big loss.
Yeah.
Well, both big losses.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have to celebrate our heroes and celebrate the marks that we're setting forth in music and stop disregarding what was set to trailblazers. Because without a lot of these trailblazers, there would be no us. I mean, plain and simple.
Exactly.
Some people might look at it like, we always got to give props to these people and this and that, because without them, there would be no you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them to understand it, unless there was no them, then they'll understand it. But right now, you know, it's hard for people to really fathom why they should give props to these heroes. Now, I'm not saying, you know, give them every dime in your pocket and anything like that. I'm just telling, give them credit. It won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't hurt.
But
doesn't also hurt at all.
Exactly. And also, these are people where the game changed after they came out, you know, and that's something that I feel with Big L. Like, what is it to you that really separated him from, because it's crazy too, the time when he was around, there was so much variety of MCs who were, and it was really like MCs were kicking each other up the butt, you know, in terms of stepping their game up. And Big L, to me, he was definitely one of those cats. But what is it that really, in your opinion, like, made him, you know, set him apart from the rest of the pack?
When I first met and discovered L, it was the upside. It was hearing where he was at his age.
I know.
And kind of foreseeing the possibilities of when he gets to another age or another bracket in his life. I understand if he's this sharp now, he's only going to get sharper. And that's what I've seen in him when I first discovered him, is the upside. I just thought he was so phenomenal at his age.
Can I also ask, like, if, like, I've just left a group of, like, 17-year-olds and I'm always trying to point out people for them to listen to, what would you say to someone who's kind of a rapper now? What would they get from Googling Big L and studying him? What has he got to offer these young guys? What do you think? What would you say to them?
Well, with L, you're definitely getting wit. Pure wit, yeah. Punchlines.
Yeah.
You know, compound format.
Yes.
You know, a lot of wordplay.
Yeah.
A lot of humor.
Right.
And most of all, substance, because the way he put it together, it's crazy. The lyrics and how he formatted, it's just pure substance.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's
fun.
Humorous.
Yeah.
It takes you on a lot of different journeys, but most of all, it's entertaining with class. Let me put that, with class.
You summed that up beautifully.
Properly. Yeah, but yeah. No, that's what also just blows my mind, because I think he was 24 when
24,
he was murdered, right?
Right.
And it's insane to me when you think in those few years, the work that he made happen, and like you're saying, covering all of them bases from punchline, attitude, it being fun, just the skills, MC skills.
At the end, he was in the zone. He understood. He creates his own journey. He wasn't worried about radio. He wasn't worried about a lot of different things. He was just worrying about being great at what he was doing, and get ready to embrace the masses, because he knew what it took. He knew the formula it took to go to the next level, and he was ready to go to the next level. And, you know, that was cut short. That was taken from him.
And that's also another thing why it's like, even now listening back to his records, where it's crazy to think, you know, these are 20-plus years old joints kind of thing, but it feels so exciting to me to imagine, like, how his career would have evolved.
Mm.
To sum L up, how I look at L is how most of us would look at a Bruce Lee movie. We could see a Bruce Lee movie over and over and over again and somehow just still be in awe by the scenes and that the choreography he's doing in these movies, because he was making all these fight sequences. He was personally doing that in his movies. So to see these movies, stuff that was in 1973, 76,
yeah.
And to look at it and see how martial arts still ain't reached that level in a lot of ways. That's how I look at L. It's like you can listen to a lot of L's song and still be in awe by the wordplay, even though you got all this hip-hop now.
Mm.
There's something about him that still makes you laugh, still makes you go, wow, how did he think of this? Why did he say that? And can't say that for most artists nowadays.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like I feel he was a key part in that competitive nature of MCing that we had in the 90s, up until the 2000s, but I just don't really feel like we have that nowadays, where it feels as though MCs are seriously giving each other a run for their money, kicking each other up the arse.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer about it either, but what?
I try not to even talk about it. I just sometimes wish they give, like, some of this new music another category, because you have hip hop and stuff today, and you have like traditional hip hop stuff we was raised off of, which are going into two totally different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you try to smash it all into one, it's hard, because the standards that were set were so high, and the standards that are set now are so low. So how do you compare today's music with the iconic music from our era?
You know,
it's hard. So I would say put it into two categories. Call that new stuff new wave, and mm-hmm. call traditional hip-hop traditional hip-hop. If you wanted to do it the new wave style, where it's more about a flow and bouncing over some 808 kicks and snares, and there's room for you, go to the new wave. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to do something of substance and traditional hip-hop, you go to the traditional zone. And I think if you put those two, instead of trying to make them compete against each other, give people what they want. Give these people what they want. Give these people what they want. And play both on the radio.
Exactly. That's what I'm always saying. It's more about balance.
It's not enough diversity where it gives you a choice to really explore what's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're only exploring what they proceed to play,
which is only one channel of things getting promoted, and that's my issue.
And they only playing six records in an hour. There's something wrong. Mm-hmm. Something definitely wrong with the format, because you could fit way more than six records in an hour.
And you know what of course. I mean, but you know what was crazy? I was talking with a friend last night, and I was like, when was the last time you learned something from listening to a rap tune? Like, because I'm even talking vocabulary. There are songs, words that I learned just from listening, like causing rambunction. Exactly. I didn't know what rambunction meant before I heard Busta Rhymes say it in Scenario.
Yeah,
I didn't
thing.
Know effervescence, you know, when I heard Greg Nicer drop that in Old to the New kind of thing. So it's like, even just thinking nowadays with rap music, it's hard to think when I'm really like learnt some food for thought, where I heard something and I thought, okay, I'm going to go and find out who that dude is there talking about. I mean, I learned about what SZA is and, you know, other things like that. But
well, you gotta understand, when it comes to music, you got your Picassos and you got some people that just want to finger paint. You know, it's two different styles. You know, one is pure art, and some people just want to finger paint. Some might want just crayons. They don't want to do no ill masterpiece. You can't blame them.
And that's, if
but
that's
don't get
thing.
Mad when your finger painting ain't in the museum, you know?
No, and if that's their thing, that's dope. But back to Big L, though. Like, I've always wanted to know, like, what was he like as a person? Because I always felt he seemed like a warm character. Like, he put people on in his career. He used his platform to bring people through your Jay-Z's, you know, Children of the Court.
I call L a Harlem Renaissance dude. Without L, I don't think they'll be Dipset as we know it. I don't think there'd be a Mace as we know it. I don't think it'll be a Cameron as we know it, or Jim Jones, because he set that path where and let people know this can happen. This can happen in an instant. Mm-hmm. And I think he did that. And as far as a person, he was real quiet. If you don't know him, he's quiet. If you know him, he's a riot. All he wants to do is laugh and joke all day. But if he didn't know you, he wasn't going to do that in front of you. But he was just, man, and being around him, you just know it's going to be a good time. It's just going to be funny. I don't care if they'll walk into the store to get a bag of potato chips. He's going to say something out of line that's going to have you on the floor laughing. That's just the type of person he was. And, you know,
and how
kind of missing that in today's
Do you know what I'm saying? And, like, how did you actually meet Big L? Because it was it that your meeting that then led to the Yes You May remix?
Yeah, well, it took a while. I met Big L at an autograph signing in Harlem, and he came in. It was him and his boy, and he sent his boy over to tell me that, you know, my man L could rap. And I was like, well, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I hear that all the time. And it's like, well, I'm going to give my manager's number. He reached out to my manager. I'll figure it out. You know, that was like my attitude. And he sent his boy back over, like, look, man, I'm around for him. He said he's going to round for you, and if you don't like him, he'll never bother you again. So I was like, okay, round, you know. And he rhymed, and, like, when he was finished, man, God bless. I mean, I was asking for all his numbers, you know. Like, what's your number, you know? Mm. Let me get the home number. I mean, you know, because you just know something when you feel it.
Mm.
I think music is about a feel. It's how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
What you feel when you hear it, whether it's the lyrics, whether it's the chords, whether it's the sound, whether it's the style. It does something to you when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it don't do something to you, and somebody got to sell you on it, because nobody should have to sell you on good music. You know, many times I'm quite sure when you drive and you hear something, go, I need that. What is that? I'm going to get that right now.
Exactly.
If you don't have that feeling towards what you're hearing, man, I don't want to say it ain't good. I don't want to downplay anybody's music, but you don't have to sell good music on anybody.
I know. But one of the things...
You might have to introduce people to good music, but you shouldn't have to sell it on them. Like, yo, this is hot. Mm-hmm. You know, because nowadays, you know, people yell out a lot of things as hot and incredible.
I was going to say, you never hear that stuff again.
What's hot about it?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't really give you a detailed description on what's hot. They just say it's hot. Why?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just hot.
But that
doesn't work like that.
But that's why I think with Big L, it was indisputable that he was fire kind of thing. He was always ahead of the curve. He always kept you engaged and kept your attention, you know, listening to him. And then just the illest punchlines. Like, what was your favorite Big L punchline?
He got a lot of them.
I know. It's like every four bars, he's like hitting you with the ill punchline.
It's like, I'm sicker than a dude that's in, I'm keeping it clean.
No, you can swear as much as you like here.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, no
okay.
Shit.
It's like, I'm a street genius with a unique team that's got fly dicks on my dick that don't even speak English. You know, that's one.
That's one of them.
I'm sicker than a nigga that's in special ed. I suggest you spread pretzel head before I turn your white sweat to red. You know, it's just the wordplay.
And that's,
you know,
why
you
want to
know why I'm so fly. Girl asked me for a ring and I put one around her whole eye. You know, just the humor.
The humor. Oh, no.
You better spread with some $30 kicks on or get whipped on. Knocked out, cold, and pissed on. Like, let's do this. This dude was crazy.
I know. But it was only correct that we got to speak to you, someone as a close affiliate to Big L today, you know, in our way of saluting the man who, for me, he's one of my favorite MCs of all time. And it was only correct that we played a track from him as well. And it was hard for me to pick a tune because there's so much, even just his guest features on joints as well,
right,
where it's like, oh my God, he just murdered
that. One thing I know about L, when he went to do a guest feature, he would lay his rhyme down and that was it. He ain't hear nobody else. He ain't care who was first or last. It's just like, here's the rhyme I wrote for it, and I'm this confident that it's going to be that.
Aww.
I'm not going in. I'm not changing it up. I'm not, oh, he said this, so I'm going to change it and fix it so I can say, nah. It is what it is.
You see that confidence that he had. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Anytime.
We appreciate that you're recovering from your ill birthday party, which I did wish that I could have been there at the birthday party. It sounded live. But no, we appreciate you so much, you talking to us. And next time you're in London, make sure you come through to the show so we can have you here
we'll
in the studio with
do.
Us. Yeah?
We'll definitely do.
So, right. Yeah, and we look forward to hearing some new music from you soon as well. But, you know, it was hard for me to pick a joint to play, but I thought I'm going to play the song that the first time I ever went to New York in 1998, I had to do the pilgrimage as all good hip hoppers do, go in and hit Fat Beats and in 1998, and I bought my copy of this track there, so it's something that I always just associate with a special moment in hip hop for me, which was the Ebonics by Big L. So I'm going to play that for the party people now. Thank you so much, Love, Finesse, and happy birthday.
Thanks. Yay. I appreciate it.
Okay, and lots of love, and we'll speak to you soon. And this is the sounds of hip hop right here on FUBAR Radio. Coming up next, we're going to be getting into our special investigation, but right now we're saluting the late, great Big L.
Pay attention and listen real closely how I break this slang shit down. Check it, my weed smoke is my lie, a key of coke is a pie. When I'm lifted, I'm high, with new clothes on, I'm fly. Cars is whips and sneakers is kicks, money is chips, movies is flips. Also cribs is homes, jacks is payphones, cocaine is nose candy, cigarettes is bones. A radio is a box, a razor blade is an ox, fat diamonds is rocks and Jakes is cops. And if you got robbed, you got stuffed, you got shot, you got bucked. And if you got double crossed, you got fuck. Your bankroll is your poke, a chokehold is a yoke, a kite is a note, a con is a okie doke. And if you got punched, that means you got snuff. To clean is to buff, a bull scare is a strong bluff. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking it.
Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang,
that's just the
a jook, a wolf's a crook. Mark Deep already explained the meaning of shook. If you caught a felony, you caught an F. If you got killed, you got left. If you got the dragon, you got bad breath. If you 730, that mean you crazy. Hit me on the hit means page me. Ain't you Dustin Sherm? If you got AIDS, you got the germ. If a chick gave you a disease, then you got burned. Max mean to relax. Guns and pistols as gats. Condoms as hats. Critters as cracks. The food you eat is your grub. A victim's a mark. A sweatbox is a small club. Your ticket's your heart. Your apartment is your pad. Your old man is your dad. The studio is the lab. And heated is mad. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking.
Speak with criminal slang.
That's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang.
That's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
The iron horse is the training. Champagne is bubbly. A deuce is a honey that's ugly. If your girl is fine, she's a dime. A suit is a fine. Jewelry is shine. If you in love, that means you blind. Genuine is real. A face card is a $100 bill. A very hard long stare is a grill. If you sneaking to go see a girl, that means you creeping. Smiling is cheesing. Bleeding is leaking. Begging is bumming. If you nutting, you coming. Taking orders is sunning. An ounce of coke is an onion. A hotel's a telly. A cell phone's a celly. Jealous is jelly. Your food box is your belly. To gorilla mean to use physical force. You took an L, you took a loss. To show off mean floss. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang and I'ma never stop speaking it.
Speak with criminal slang.
That's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with criminal slang.
That's just the way that I talk, yo.
Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
Yeah, yeah. One love to my big brother, Big Lee. Holding it down. Yeah, flamboyant for life. Yeah, yeah, flamboyant for life.
Two classic. It still sounds so good to me. That was Big L, Ebonics, of course. And this is Fubar Radio. This is the sounds of hip hop. It lives here every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. My Sticky is away this week, but you're in the good hands of myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only.
I said to Sheriff.
Yes, that's right. And I've got to send a shout out to old Dirty Brooks, locked into the show. Tim Joshua was sounding, My Sticky sounds very different today. But you see, Tim, it's because it's the female takeover today. And right now, are you ready to do some of this?
Yes, I am.
So no, you don't feel any pressure to do Mice's normal Mice at Haze.
What voice does he usually do?
You've not met Mice at Haze yet.
You need to hear
up foodbarradio.com/show/hip-hop and listen to some Mice at Haze.
What do you do? There's no imitating. You can't cross the line. All right, well, this is Isis to Sheriff Investigates. Or Sheriff, look, Sheriff Investigates.
Oh, okay. Nice, yes.
Ooh. And what we're going to investigate today is...
what was it that led you thinking about this?
Do you know what? It's because I was with my mum, and then there are certain things I just knew. One day I was just with her, and she just kept saying the same thing. I think she said something to me like, "I don't know who you resemble." As in, out of everybody in the family, I don't know who you're like. You're just your own person.
Okay.
And she said that to insult me because I just do something, you know, that's completely different.
Oh, it was like a diss.
Yeah,
it was like a diss.
No. It was like, boy, I don't know who you're like. You know, because I can say when she really wants to go in at me, she says, "Oh, you're like your dad."
Okay, damn.
But when she wants to take it a step further, Mm-mm. she says, "I don't even know who you're like."
Oh, I see. You see, yes. Mums have got bars. Bars, fam.
And that got me thinking, and I thought, you know what? Everybody has something that their mum or dad says over and over again, and it never changes. So we'd like to know, we're investigating, what are the key phrases that your parents used to say or say to you, you know? And like my mum, like she'd offer me, she'd say, she called me Tor. And she'd say, Tor, do you want some food? And I'd be like, yeah. And then she'd be like, am I your boy? As in, go and get it yourself. So that,
she's
that was
just setting
of,
you up for yeah, the yeah, put yeah. down.
Am I your boy? That was one of my mum's ones. Am I your house boy? You
wow.
know? So she'll offer me
house
things.
Boy. She'll say house boy.
Am I, yeah. Am
damn.
I? Well, she'd say, so she would say boy, meaning house boy.
Uh-uh.
Like, you must think you've got a boy in this house.
Damn.
So, yeah, that was one from my mum. One from, who else? What else did she used to say to me?
There are so
she used
many
to say to me, she said, oh, same thing on food. She'd be like, do you want to eat? I'd be like, yeah. She'd say, yeah, you like food, but you don't like to cook.
I like this, how it's like parents just vent on their kids, isn't
it? Yeah, you like food, but you don't like to cook. That was one of my mum's. They were my two ones to me. Am I your boy? You like food, but you don't like to cook.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So that was for me. So for anyone else, please tell us, because I'm starting to feel like I'm, you know, I was getting a...
You were the only one in
the
this struggle.
The only one in the struggle, yeah. What about you? What do you...
Well, it's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We want to hear these ones from you guys, because we know everyone has this from their parents.
Yep.
I do remember me and my sister were remembering us saying, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
And my mum saying, dinner.
Yeah. What's for dinner?
That was
dinner.
The answer. Dinner's for dinner.
Yeah, you'll see. We got Ope, and he said... His dad would say to him, yeah, I wish you knew your books like you knew your raps. So there you go. There was one. And it's just, I mean, that's typical of an African household. I remember my dad saying things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, or he'd be like, you're so lazy. Why don't you read some novels? You know, he used to tell me to read novels. So, yeah, that was a big one for my household. But, yeah, and I felt like, gosh, like, I'm really getting it. But then after a while, I realised it was the same lines over and over and over again.
This is just in stock.
Like, yes, exactly.
Their favourite, like,
exactly.
Their full two comments.
Exactly. And I know, you know what, it's just time for me to be quiet, listen, and then move on with life afterwards.
This
yeah.
is just the easiest way to deal with this.
Exactly. So let us know, hit us up and let us know if you have any phrases or sayings from your, it doesn't even have to be your parents, could be aunties or uncles, they're pretty good at getting involved as well, and giving you feedback. So yeah, hit us up and let us know.
Yeah, so the question is, what statements or questions did your parents use over and over again? I do remember my mum saying, have you got a tail?
Have you got a tail? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you got a tail?
Yeah.
What, you think that door's going to close itself?
Right.
Kind of thing, one of them ones.
Yeah. Mum, sorry.
No, go on.
So my mum, another thing, following on from tail, my mum used to say to me, like, if I did something and it just... Yeah, I'd run out of money, or she would be like, look at you, no head, no tail, meaning no ending, no beginning. You're just wasting time. No head, no tail.
The African parents, they don't ramp.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Ramp. I do remember as well my mum saying, like, we must clean the house, you must clean the house. Yeah. You never know who might turn up. The queen might turn up.
Yeah, the queen might turn up.
Maybe this is why now I have this, like, intrinsic dislike for monarchy. I don't think my mum even particularly liked the queen. But you got tricked into these fame mind. You're like, yeah, maybe the queen would turn up. But yeah, so I want to know from you guys, because I know there's enough of these answers. You can hit us up on Twitter as well, on Food Bar Radio. I'm on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love. What's your Twitter handle, Isa?
Isa to Sheriff. That's ISATTA and Sheriff.
And these are crucial conversations to have.
Yeah,
Sarah had to come out there, because crucial conversations is a track, a recent tune of yours, isn't it, Isastar?
Yes, it is. It is a recent tune of mine off of my album that came out in October. It's also actually the segment of my podcast where I talk to somebody in depth, so I call that crucial conversations as well.
Yeah, so this is a crucial conversation
it
to
is.
Have right now as
it
well.
Is.
Like,
it
you
is.
Need to tell us, what are these phrases that you just heard over and over again, these relentless lines from your parents? Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Coming up in a second, we're going to be having a live performance in the studio from Black Chronicle, so do not go anywhere. But first, let's hit them with this tune. This is Hip Hop is Food Bar.
Wow.
One day I walk up to my friend and say, what's happening? She shrugs her shoulders and replies, where do I begin? You should have seen us back in school, we were just like twins for real. I haven't seen you in a while, these days you're always in. Don't even worry about the girls, yeah they've been gossiping. They're saying that she lost her looks and all because she's drinking gin. She thinks she's all that, man she's feeling like she can't win. It's pulling at my strings, heart is feeling like a violin. I know that what I gotta say is kinda hard to hear, and I was thinking long and hard while I was walking here. I know this conversation's gonna change the atmosphere, but you gotta know it's coming from a place of sincere. And I can see the storm approaching like it's Shakespeare, and you might shed a tear, but you'll see clear. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, sister don't fear. There's people pleasers out, they gotta beware. They'll multiply kisses in the end, your wounds are more severe. Please hear what I'm saying, them girls don't care. It's like you've hit self-destruct and you just can't trust, and now you crave attention and it's too much. I know you think relationships can make you feel better, but that boy, he makes you worse. That other criminal, whoever, he makes you hit the bottle, cut your heart until it severs. I say it cause I love you, I don't wanna give a lecture. Come on now. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations, yeah. Crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah. Those crucial conversations. So now I'm starting with the heart and it's pumping fast. If I speak abrasively, I know that I will miss the mark. I speak persuasively, this conversation's getting dark. I'm trying to beg her not to walk on that abortion path. And now I'm feeling some resistance from my last remark. I want to build her up to face a storm like she's Noah's Ark. Cause what you embark, it will last after dark and leave a deep mark. In your sleep, it will leap at you like a shark. Remember us in class, used to laugh, never thought for a minute life would turn out so harsh. Now I'm trying to understand the depth of all the patriarchs. She asked about me and I said, where should I start? She asked me if I'm sad that I'm not married yet. My mum keeps reminding me, how could I forget? She smiles a little, said, don't rush and lose your self-respect. I tell her, don't give up cause God's not finished yet. And that's for both of us. Every day I'm trying to focus on the positives. I know I want eternal life and never want a heart to split. And I'd be lying if I say that I don't think of it, that there's so many things that I can tell you that's a benefit. And now the conversation's getting less stiff. She knows about my problems, this girl knows that I'm not perfect. Look, and I'm not trying to force it, we've always been real. I'm glad this didn't end in conflict. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations, yeah. Crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah. Those crucial conversations, those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations.
Oh, that's sounding lovely. Yay. Isa to Sheriff, that's Thank from you. The self-titled album.
Yeah.
And what was it that like led to you thinking of writing a track like that? Because it's pretty deep.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's because I think I was about to have, like I said to you before, when I was writing this album, so many things was happening and I needed to have a conversation with somebody. So I was talking to a friend and I was like, oh man, this is quite hard because I need to bring this thing up. And so a friend of mine gave me a book. He gave me a book and it was actually called Crucial Conversations, and it was about tackling really difficult conversations. Not like, oh, you know, you did that the other day and I didn't like it. It's like real deep life-changing stuff that I needed to talk to someone about. And so this book was given to me and I just thought, man, like, it's so important for me to sort of think about how I'm going to have this conversation beforehand. And so from that, I was kind of triggered off and I thought, actually, that'd be quite a good song title. So when I got, actually, I didn't even write it to this music at first. I just wrote the lyrics and actually then, so I based it off of a conversation I needed to have. Someone gave me a book to read and actually, funny enough, I didn't even read the book. I was just inspired by, you know, the title of the song and the fact that I needed to have a crucial conversation. So actually this the conversation that is in that I'm talking about there, that's not the actual conversation. Like, yeah. I feel it was just bits of lots of different conversations I've had to have over the years. And I just feel it was important because everybody has conversations, don't they? Like, before I had some singing in it, kind of. But then I just thought, actually, it just needs to be stripped down. So I took out my choruses. I mean, my chorus is there, but it's just straight.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted it to be straight talking and heartfelt and no kind of makeup.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and it cuts through. Who produced that?
Baker Aaron. I was about to say his other name.
Okay. Yeah, his government name.
Baker Aaron. And he's from Istanbul. We actually produced the whole album. We worked beautifully together. And we got where we would go. He knew where I wanted to go sort of emotionally. And to me, like I said to people, it's like the smoothest process ever. Like, it wasn't hard to write this album, but it was so easy. I'm almost like, all right, cool. All right, I'm going into the next one. And it's kind of like, you have to like slow down and kind of take time with this. But it was such a natural process. Obviously it was a lot of hard work involved in it, I recorded a lot of the vocals myself and stuff like that, so it took time. But in terms of the process of writing this, like that song, I wrote it so quickly. And you know, and I'm not typically a fast writer, you know, like I can write fast, but I'm quite perfectionist, if you like, so I'll go back over and over. But I didn't with this one because I felt like I said what I needed to say.
But sometimes that's when the best work happens, is when it's just like flowing through you, isn't it? It's not being too much meditated on and everything. But no, it sounds absolutely lovely, and I'm hoping that you're gonna spit for us in the open mic later as well, because the last video when Isata represented on the mic last year for us, that was just kind of insane. I'm looking forward to hearing what bars you've got for us today. This is Food Bar Radio. It's the Sounds of Hip Hop with myself, Sarah Love, and my co-host this week, because Mice is away, is the lady you just heard rapping on that track. Tell the people your name.
Isata Sheriff.
And Isata Sheriff has taken over the investigation this week as well.
Yeah.
And so you had an important question, a crucial question for people this week too.
Yes, and it was, what statement or question did your parents use over and over? And I know we all have that. We all have that. And it can be in the area of just to say a comment to you, or because of food, or because of behaviour. And, you know, it was like... I got a lot of people were saying back to me about like their parents would be like, I know everyone's heard this one. If you don't hear, you must feel...
That's proper African parent stuff as well. But you've had some people hit you up. What are some of the answers that you've had from people?
Yeah, so that was actually, sorry, I'm just taking someone's quote. That was someone else's. If you don't hear, you must feel. That was from Opet again. And Kelly Goldborn, it says, I can't even say this, because Kelly was giving me the most patois, and she didn't realise I'm really from Sierra Leone.
You're like, I know, isn't that classic though, the amount of times people just assume that I'm Jamaican?
Yeah.
It's like, what, just because I have locks, I'm Jamaican? Yeah,
and you know what? I think she knows I'm African, but it's just, that's the insult she got.
Really?
she said that she had to find some translations. She said, because for years she didn't know what she was being called. She just heard it over and over.
She was like in the dark about it.
Yeah, yeah. And so obviously English translation, do you want something to cry for?
I've definitely heard that one as well.
Yeah, I don't want to insult the Jamaicans out here by doing that. I've been told I have like the worst Jamaican accent ever. Like, it's like,
I don't even attempt it.
No. Like, I do it around my best friend, and she's like part Jamaican, and she just rinses me. She just says, don't. And I'm actually quite good at doing accents, but my Jamaican
good at this. Jamaican
accent, I don't know what it is.
The other one that I always remember, I remember hearing my sister saying to my nieces and nephews, do you think I'm one of your little school friends?
Yes. Do you think I'm one? That's a big one. That's one. And also Twin B, he hit me up and he said, his parent, almost similar to my one, who born you by mistake. You know, so that's something that
Twin B's. Long time, too long since I've seen you.
Exactly. Another one, Maria said that, her dad used to say, where's Maria gone?
These are the answers.
Oh, yes. Dad used to call her a sycophant.
Sycophant, damn.
you sycophant.
From little. from little.
Yes, yes, man, I'm telling you. I mean, I think the best ones come from just people who, yeah, like, I can have conversations for hours about insults with cousins and brothers and sisters, you know. Zoella Freeman, you know what? There's a bit of a theme here. You know what I mean? What are you making noise for? Said Zoella Freeman. No one has touched you yet.
That's the final warning call, isn't it?
Yeah, man, yeah. Like.
The final warning call. But what are the lines that you guys remember? Hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can find us on Twitter as well, at Foodbar Radio. Coming up next, we are going to have a live performance in the studio for you from Black Chronicle. But first, I'm going to play you something for all the lovers out there locked into the show. Some brand new Jugstar.
Top like bird's eye views, like a smart aleck, good habits, but like I'm thicker than them low IQs. Time's going tick tock, where my heart is, and my wristwatch, where the art is. Tight in drop, this a new beat, like it's hip hop. This the mature years, with fine times, the fine wine appears. Bermuda de Madre, compadre, listen to the part, let my heart. I'm feeling kind of blessed, son. Man, I'm on it like a first step. The memories reminiscing when we first met. Two-step, a few skets like I'm Hugh Hef. Leave me alone, groupies, I'm too fresh. Me, I'm too blessed, I don't do stress. Trying to give me the box without new creps. We all grown up now. Still appeal to the younger crowd. Jokes and parts, the dopest sound. What comes around goes around. She look at her head cause she want it. He look at her cause she on it. He look at her cause she on it.
In the sounds of that, that's brand new Jugstar. She's looking at him. It's produced by Michael Parkinson. Parkinson has been mad busy recently. There's a nice video that goes with that too. It's a fluke B Beat release, and it's available now on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and all that good stuff. So go check them out, because these dudes are working hard, you know, and so it's our job to represent them right here on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love. And this week I'm joined by special co-host
Isita Sheriff.
And it's Jesus. Lovely to have you here, Isita. It's unusual that you're on a hip hop show where there's more ladies than men. But
Do you know what?
It's you need those both elements, do you know what I mean? You need both elements, that you know, feminine energy with that. You know what I mean? They was talking about...
Well, first, let's introduce, because the people have no idea who we're talking to right now.
Sorry.
So we've just been joined in the studio by our first guest, second guest. Our first guest was Lord Finesse, all the way over in New York. And now we're talking to Black Chronicle. Welcome to the show.
Listen, yeah, so shout out to this Black Chronicle, you know. Phoenix, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know. Phoenix, my older brother, he brought me into this. Certain artists, you know, I've been connecting that Michael Parkinson, that's my guy. I only found out recently that he like produces and he sells beats, and he's like, you know, he's misses manages his music career, do you know what I mean? He was very inspiring, and he was you know, telling me about his you know, 10 years since his first album, and he was just inspiring me. So this is kind of like, it's people like that that, you know, is the reason why I'm taking it as serious as I am, do you know what I mean? And I've worked on the EP, and which is out tomorrow.
Tell me about the EP. What's the name of the EP?
Yeah, the EP's called The Unapologetic Autopsy of Crime. It was kind of like, yeah. Do you know what? A lot of people hit me with that, so it's a lot of words, but for me, it was kind of like...
Keep it simple.
Yeah. But you know what? It's for me, it's like a lot, especially the kind of music, the period when I wrote it, it was kind of that transition where I was sort of, you know, coming from sort of being in the ends and stuff, and then realizing that it's not really the way forward. So that was kind of like my contribution. So that's in that. It kind of is like breaking down from my perspective, mm-hmm. like the reasons why crime exists, different type of crime, and that, you know, there's a kind of climate that creates it. Do you know what I mean? So the track I want to do today is called A Marionette, and that's kind of like, it was kind of written off the back of, you know, there was a lot of police brutality, and then there was some stuff that was happening in my areas where police were like, you know, very blatant with how they would sort of treat youths, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like one, I remember it was like summer, we were sitting in an area, we just had like, it was 12, 13.
Where are you from?
Oh yeah, Deptford, yeah. So Deptford, mm-hmm. so southeast, you know what I mean? And then, you just free body vans just pull up, wait for some people to start running, and they start chasing, and it just felt, I could see how it was working, do you know what I mean? How they're just, you know, making money from arrests and charges and stuff. So I thought, you know, write an EP about it, and just, you know, it's a bold statement, but I went for it. And I've been getting some good feedback. So
remind us of the title again?
Yeah, The Unapologetic Autopsy of Crime. That'll be on my Bandcamp. Red Snow Records is supporting that as well.
Is this your first release?
Official
release?
I put out a mixtape with my brother, Phoenix the Asphyre, you know. Put a mixtape called Silver Casket back 2013, and it done alright, do you know what I mean? Like, we've seen people in America buy it, people in like Poland, mostly Europe, do you know what I mean? And it, you know, people, a lot of good feedback when we performed and stuff like it. That mixtape took me to support certain artists that were like iconic to me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, but it was, it, when you say it wasn't official, it was kind of like it was a self-release. So with this one, is I've got a little bit more support. I've done a few singles. It's, you know, it's done its rounds. People have sort of been more receptive to the new sound, and I've been like sending it to artists, like the EP itself, mm-hmm. and getting really good feedback. You know what I mean?
Can you tell us, about like the sort of sounds? Because obviously, I know quite a lot of artists from like the New Cross area,
Jesus.
And
we're branded. Everyone,
yeah, no. But actually, I try to take it everybody,
yeah,
like for themselves. You know what I mean? What is your sound musically?
Well, do you know what? I'll tell you what. Literally, I was at my brother's. Saturday, and he was basically, we was talking because he's got his mixtape coming out, that's the Wing Scarab mixtape. He's got a track with Cormega on there as well, and like, you know, he's you know, bro, he's buzzing, he's Keith Murray on his last album, like he gets about. But he was saying to me that he feels
so
like
it's Phoenix.
Yeah, it's
my
Phoenix.
But then he couldn't make it here with an hour's notice. No, don't make excuses for him. I'll talk to him myself. But back to you, I want to hear the performance of your track.
Yeah, well, like,
because you're going to do, it's not something we get to do often in the studio where we have people perform live.
So
I'm excited. What producers have you worked with on this record?
It's really weird. It's like after the mixtape, it was like all these foreign producers, like these people I ain't met. The only person, the producer on this that I've met, is Hybrid Freaks. they've produced
that's
one
happened
of
them. A lot, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
you mean
but,
as in met face to face?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone else is like some guy in Netherlands called
Mythical.
Architect, one guy called Chief Bob. That's what I asked him, if that's what he wants to be called. He said that's what he's Chief Bob in Germany.
So these are people who have produced on your record.
They were just sending me
on
sending
SoundCloud
me
and stuff.
No. They were just they hit me up on Facebook and email and said, you know, they heard the mixtape because that's part places where it's sold, and then they sort of got in contact and just sent it across. So they was just, and then I kind of like I was saying, when I was talking to my brother, he was saying that my sound he feels is like now hip hop, like new age hip hop.
Okay.
Just a bit of innovation, whereas he feels his sound is kind of like the golden age hip hop. But I took that as, you know, we're hitting different, doing the same thing, different styles. You
okay,
know what I mean?
So you ready to showcase some of this to our sound, new age hip hop? I'm curious as to what new age hip hop means.
Because
in a way, that's a bit daunting to me, you say new age hip hop, because there's some, you know, but no pressure or anything,
no pressure.
It's all love here on the hip hop show on Food Bar Radio. Hit us up on the email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We're going to be getting into our party guide very soon as well. Plus, we've got an open mic on the way. We've got mad, crazy talent. MC's about to
New
hit the
guys.
Studio
yeah,
too.
That's my boys, man.
And so, you know, but first, we're going to get into this live performance of Black Chronicle of your track, Marionette. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Shaped by the violence, controlled by the codes. Yo, fighting for freedom or something to believe in. All hell the gold. You know what I mean? Yo, listen. It's Black Chronicle. Listen. Shout out to Food Bar Radio. The Unapologetic Autopsy of Crime EP. Yo, this one, let's check the words close. Hey, listen. Yo. Listen, yo, listen. Am I destined to become another statistic? Blood splattered on the back streets. We'll tell my story like a hieroglyphic. Fought oppression with the iron spirit. Now we fight amongst ourselves to increase figures. Gangster music is a gimmick, like most don't even live it. It's just a global campaign to sell an unforgiving lifestyle to disinform infants. Gangster whip, gangster rims, gangster eyes. Pulling gangster weight, banging gangster triggers. No, I ain't even finished. Gangster crime lead to gangster prisons, gangster funerals and gangster coffins. So you see, every time you go inside or die, yo, guess who the profits? The streets got me feeling deep like in Vietnam. Pay attention to these street psalms if you wanna dodge those bombs. Listen. Yo, blah, blah, in need of assistance, please. They just shot my friend and killed me. The bullet's deep, told passerbys move away. Yo, laughing while I breathe. Please, I'm scared for my life. I don't know where I'm black and white. Rolled up in the dead of the night, unprovoked. No, not one word spoke until they put a gun to my throat. I started to choke. They asked me if I'm scared. I shook my head, man, gesturing no. They get a little stressless when people started capturing issue on their phones. Call the ambulance, I hate the 5-0. I hate the 5-0. Systems got a hold of me. The systems got a hold of me. So tired I can't breathe. Systems got a hold of me. And I want to. Yo, let me breathe. Listen, the systems got a hold of me. The systems got a hold of me. So tired I can't breathe. Systems got a hold of me. And I want to. Yo, breathe. Listen, they're clamping down on our freedom of speech. Freedom to teach, freedom to elevate beyond the stars, reaching your phoenix. Silver lining's getting hard to see, so I stay Zion. Need a different forms of escapism. Most escape their own lives, we escape prisons. Handing out life sentences to juvenile felons. Strong abortion campaign gone in 60 seconds. Eugenics killing us softly, but we can get them. Run up in government with AKs spraying, we don't feel pain. Fight the White House invade, where corruption take place. All I wanna see is flames, arson, GBH, fall to your knees and pray for a brighter day. For Pete's sake, we don't need your faith. Vandalizing our pictures, supremacy's in the frame. So sign the wave for the papes. I'm still raw from the blade. Need a little green in the vein just to stay sane.
Nice. Black Chronicle performing live in the studio here at Food Bar Radio. That track's Marionette. So give the people the information. Like, what's the name of the EP? Where can they find
it? Yeah, so the EP is Unapology Autopsy of Crime. And that's why I thought, I thought it was good to lead with that song because it kind of sets the tone for how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And then, so the EP Unapology Autopsy of Crime, you can get that on my Bandcamp. So it's just Black Chronicle, 2Ks. C-A-L and then just type Bandcamp or my Facebook, Twitter, it'll all be there.
Yeah.
Just find me somewhere, I'll be there. Black Chronicle, 2Ks, you find that.
Well, thank you so much for coming through to the studio and performing for us live. That's lovely to have you here and the music sounding good, and you're going to definitely hit me with all of that new stuff. So then we can, the music, so then I can play it for you.
Definitely. I was honored. This is supporting hip hop in a big way, man. The amount of heads I see come through it, man, it's like, it's fundamental for UK artists. This is what we're saying. Shout out to Food Bar Radio. Aww. Sarah Love Trust.
Thank you very much for coming through. This show is all about you guys, and it's all about representing you artists too. You know, because someone's got to do this.
We're all out
here in the UK, and people are trying to act on the major platforms as though we ain't out here. But you know, the testimony of the kind of caliber of MCs that we rep week on week on this show cannot be disputed. So make sure you don't go anywhere, because we've got an ill open mic coming up for you next. Black Chronicle, thank you so much for coming through to the studio and performing for us. We're going to pay some bills right now, but then we're going to get into some brand new Rock Marciano for you. Hold tight, it's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Because you just really love, like, grassroots, you know?
Like, undiscovering new stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, things just, like, completely unhyped.
Enough of that, I'm going on my gap year.
Papa's donating a good punch of money for me to do this.
Yeah. Dipping into the trust fund.
My girl wants a mane as a scarf, I need to sort that out now. Okay, she wants it completely organic and original.
Okay. Let's snap out of this shit.
Yeah, let's stop it. That was quite fun, though.
It's nice to be rich for a moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Sluts play double dutch. My new Mac 11 came with the muzzle on the front. Nigga, this ain't no front. My taste buds trump your flavor of the month. Rappers can't fuck with me, you can't name one. I paid a lump, the table spun. I dip my blunt in angel dust. The gauge pump turn your brain to mush. Slug made the potato bust. Imagine what that Draco does. Give you a halo while I'm sniffing Yayo off a J-Lo butt. It made a player face go numb. Get up! Slide, I had a moment. The sky open, you're not potent. The ibuprofen. This is heroin, that brown, not that yellow shit. They stepping all over it. If you look close, you can see the Louis Loafer print. Some nigga put his toes in this shit. No shit, it's over with. Hold his shoulder, ship. Shootouts with foes, your little hold up. I think my shoulder hit. I think I'm hit, nigga. Shit. Back. Don't think you can't get clear that where you living at. Fast, I put a nigga in a trick bag and send you to your mama gift wrap. That's where I'm at, we gon' kill your ass. How real is that? How real is that? Get him back. Yeah. Feast of famine. I'm by the sea tanning. Female companion speaking Mandarin. To get a glimpse of me, the freaks are clamoring. I'm in Miami wearing your rent on a pair of kicks. And that depend on where you live. I'm thinking somewhere near the Calvin Klein underwear air. Fresh as death, they thought a nigga slept in Tupperware. It's the upper tier, it's for the puppeteers. Run your career with just the muscles in my hand. Might even push shit back, but I don't cut hair. Pair with the tools, melt just like a fucking butter square. You ain't nothing but a square, you bum, you just here sucking up air. My right hand stare like Thudder Man, I'm good money. Little buddy, I'm no Huggy Bear. day I had you in Huggies. It's like the ones a pet monkey wear. Fuck outta here, you a college kid. We share no common thread. This shit proud of not diamond brand. I'm just saying, no disrespect, this shit just costs a lot of bread. I'm on your head. Get back. Don't think you can't get clear that where you living at. Fast, I put a nigga in a trick bag. I send you to your mama gift wrap. That's where I'm at, we gon' kick your ass. How real is that? How real is that? Get 'em back.
Marciano. We don't even need to say Rock Marciano of the UN anymore. He's back with a new project. That track is called Rosebud's Revenge. It's produced by Don C. There's a cute video for that as well. And it's for the album is of the same title. And this is his third official studio album now. And you can pick it up at rockmarcy.com. And all streaming services are going to be there available tomorrow as well. But, you know, if you're a Rock Marcy head, it's not going to disappoint. It's super fly. And who knows? You have to keep tuning into the Food Bar Radio hip hop show every week because he might end up being a guest on the show. You know, just humble break that kind of thing. But yes, this is hip hop. It's myself, Sarah Love, and I'm joined by special co-host this week.
I said to Sheriff.
Yes, and every week we like to tell you the dope parties that are happening in town because there's no excuse to not be supporting hip-hop because there's so much cool stuff going on. Tuesday, tomorrow, it's like Italian hip-hop artists are taking over London and these guys are dope. They're really big in Italy. Luce, he's going to be up at Brixton Jam, so check that out. Friday, the 24th of February, it's Crates. That's happening at Green Rooms and you've got Mr. Dex. He's going to be spinning hip-hop and some funk and boogie too. And on Saturday the 25th, Tone Coffee Shop. Have you been down to Tone Coffee Shop?
Oh, do you know what? I haven't been yet. Have you been?
I've not been yet, but we've been supporting the crew. We've had them on the show, but they're doing an event there called Rise Up, and it's like going to be an open mic night for poets, rappers, singers, musicians, and everything. So I'm just really loving what Tone are doing. And New Guards, who are going to be in the studio very soon, they have an event happening on Saturday too at Nambuka. Plus on Saturday, it's Hip Hop Galore. You've got Dr. Syntax and Pete Cannon, plus Moose Funk Squad. They represented on the open mic a few months ago, so check that out on foodbarradio.com/show/hip-hop. And they're going to be all performing at the Magic Garden. That's this Saturday. Sunday, there's an all-day a block party happening in East Dulwich.
Oh.
DJ 279 is going to be up there. You've got MC Mello and Rodney P. They're going to be speaking, and you've got a special documentary screening as well. And in the evening on Sunday, Mike Righteous is doing his thing at Islington Academy, and I hear he's been tearing it down with the live show, so that's pretty exciting. But I have an important announcement to make for you about a festival called Stand and Call In, which is FUBAR's official partner. This is happening in July in Hertfordshire, and you're going to have some dope people there. Carl is going to be performing up there. Lauren Vula is as well, and Isata was just saying that you've performed there too.
Yeah, I did, and it was do you know what? It's a dope festival. It's in the middle of not in Hertfordshire, but like what I liked about it, it was just like, who did I do it with? I did it with Africa Express, and so I was on stage with like Mike Righteous, who's got that gig the day before, Terry Walker, Baloji, Fatou Diwari. And it was just a host of UK and African artists. It went off, I'm not going to lie. We closed it, so it just went off, yeah.
So you can check out tickets at standandcalling.com. There's some early bird bargains to be had there as well. They've got comedy, their DJs, live performances as well, and we're going to keep you posted with all of that stuff over the coming weeks right here on Food Bar Radio. We're taking care of you with that hip-hop goodness right up until 6 p.m. in one hot second, I'm going to be speaking to Marv Radio first as the representatives of New Guards, who are going to be tearing things down on the open mic. So do not go anywhere because this is going to be crazy. But first, I thought let's play you that brand new music from Kalashnikov one more time. This is Sarah Love and Ice to Sheriff on FUBAR.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
100, watch this. I got my hand on my heart, heart on my sleeve. Already been 7 months, but still hard to conceive. Still hard to believe. The pain choking me up, making it harder to breathe. Cause from my mum's passed away, it's been past peak. And for the last past months, cause I can't sleep. Brain shattered into pieces and scarred deep. Feel empty, no tears left, I can't weep. Nah, I still can't believe. Family would try to sell me out for my Marge peas. But now it's past peace. So try and know, anywhere I see your face, from your head I'm taking a large piece. Love to my peeps, it had my back like a car seat. Helped me off my feet and back up off of my arse cheeks. Anything just arse, I'll be there in a heartbeat. As long as my heart beats, like the 5 heartbeats. Yeah. Cause it's nights like this, when I light my piff and my mind might drift. But I'm in my own zone, yeah, I mind my biz. The label is self-cater, that's what time it is. Plus I've been through hard times, I got no time to quit. And I'm about me and mine, I'm not no minor shit. And like Dirty Dyke, I got no time for pricks. These men are wet like vaginas, get. Yeah, man, to get your cup patterned and lined like designer friends. Tell them I'm back and proactive. I need no practice, I know I can hack this. I've been through a madness, but I hold no malice. I just flow the chalice, come on, goal is to balance. Yeah, I know it's a challenge, but my soul it can manage. Even though I know I'm damaged, man, I'm still here, damn it. If not, disappear in the air and answer, damn it. Like Billet, it's getting lit, can you dig it? While I'm talking to Bridget, she's slipping me the digits. Said she wants to take me home, cook me a meal that tastes delicious. I told her I'm a gentleman, I even get the dishes. But same time I'm a rebel like Sid Vicious. General on the level, I spit it and get wicked. General on the level, I spit it and get wicked. You can get rolled over or get with it. The end of the saga and start of a new beginning. You can get rolled over or get with it. Now done with the talking, I'm ready to start winning.
Good to hear that guy's voice, right?
Yeah.
Kalashnikov back with the newness. That's called Hand on Heart. And there's a nice video for that as well. He's working on a new album featuring Smasher, Joe Buddha's on there as well, and Rico. This is all part of his new crew. And the project should drop like spring, summer, he's telling me. And he is also just recently started a new company/label called Self Cater. So I'm excited to see what Kalashnikov is going to be getting up to in 2017. You know, we need that goodness. But right now, on Foodbar Radio. Sorry, can we get a seat, please? Can we get another stool, please?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, no. Sorry, am I cramping your
stuff? He's a soldier.
Excuse me, ladies. No, but right now we're joined by... Can we get a chair, please? Seriously. We're joined by our special guests who are about to tear up the open mic. Marv Radio.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, I've got a broken foot, but we're still getting on, still making
music, making
still performing.
Stand. I know.
There's a stool.
There.
Oh, there's a stool, right?
Yes.
Great.
You've got a broken foot, but you're still hip-hop to death.
Yeah, man. You know, it just put a bit more hop to my hip, you know?
And he's been getting around, man. He's been getting around. Like, I've been seeing this guy's been doing workshops, travelling up and down the country. I'm just like, listen, any excuse for me not to move, I'm like, I hurt my wrist.
This is me going slow. But this year, like, I was planning to be, like, somewhere... like mid-Jupiter by now, but I'm just hitting the moon, so it's like, you know, slow down.
No, but that's good that you are still rocking.
Active.
Well, I'm excited. I've got things to look forward to. We've got the New Guards Winter Jam this Saturday, which is like our biggest event that we do as a collective. So I'm here with K-Zoro.
K-Zoro!
Hello.
Yes. So tell us first, what is the Winter Jam, for those who don't know?
So the New Guards is a collective of people who come together to make their own events, make their own music, support each other. It's like a brotherhood. It's a family unit kind of thing. So we've been running summer, spring and winter jams, like a quarterly jam. And this year we're only running the Winter Jam up until... well, we're going to be going to Barcelona, aren't we? So
yeah, in the summer.
The Winter Jam is basically, we've got Sus Bully performing on the night. We've got
Sophie Faith.
We've got Sumo Chief. Fly Hooligan, and the New Guards, which is like a massive super collective of MC, so it's just we're just putting on the stage and rocking out. We've got live bands instead of like DJs at the moment. So
what's wrong with DJs?
Love DJs.
That was the right answer. That was the right answer, Mom.
Yeah,
but like, how long has New Guards existed though? Okay, Zorro in the studio, you take over.
So the New Guards has existed for about 2 years now. It started when we were at a show. We were doing a support slot for Pharrell Munch when he was here one time. at Brixton Jam. We all kind of connected outside. We did a little cypher outside, and we kind of met. It was like a meeting of two different peer groups, and it was from that night that we just kind of all connected, meeting of minds, started doing podcasts and then putting on our own event as well. So,
and what's like before that, some of you guys didn't even know each other at all.
Yeah. It was like literally two or three different kind of groups, just like
mates,
family as well. Like, we've got brothers in this, we've
musical
got cousins,
friends, all sorts. Like, so, and we all just kind of connected on that night.
That's
those
actually
three
sick.
Groups. Yeah, so.
I can't imagine rapping with my brother at all. But anyway,
you don't be beefing.
Yeah, no, he just can't rap.
And so he wouldn't want to get shamed up on the mic. He wouldn't want to get shamed up on the mic by his sister.
That sounds like a battle. Yeah. You're listening. You want to hear about all that? You got to rep yourself.
Next show you come on, Isatar, we're going to bring your brother through too. And so, what's the agenda then, and you guys, beyond just doing the quarterly parties?
It's kind of like a DIY ethic. It's like a whole DIY way of looking at things. It's like, because a lot of us have been making music for a long time, and you know, we get, like, individually, some of us get shows, some of us wouldn't get shows, and it was just like, rather than it's kind of a statement, it's probably the wrong thing to say, but it's just to say to independent artists, you know, look, this is what you can do if you collectivize, you kind of build a team around yourselves, you can do this in different ways. You can put yourselves on, stop waiting for people to give you an opportunity, make your opportunities.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're also looking to build like a platform, so the main reason we came together was like, yo, we're dope, like we all get on, we all got different personalities, identities, like opinions, and we, like, it's like a council of brotherhood, you know. Everyone's been talking about the rising femininity at the moment, but there's also been the descendants of true.
Yeah. I must have missed that. I was listening to too much. Yeah.
That's my hippie circles. I get in between a lot of places.
Nice,
you know,
right now. I hear you.
Yeah, like, but the masculine's kind of been squashed down into this caricature of itself, and then we as like brothers communicating have been able to actually express ourselves, get to know each other over the course of 2 years, like brothers, like people who've known each other for years, and we want to spread that ethos wider of, you know, people spreading out. Rather than building things up, we need to build wide as a community, and we're trying, as a family, trying to build community projects. Definitely. And some of us are teachers, or as a teacher I do workshops. Yeah. So there's a lot behind it, and just a story, really, the story of our lives.
Why do you think, like, what were you saying, like, masculinity is being crushed? Like, it's almost you're saying in a negative, like, were you mean, in
so
what,
like,
sense are you
masculinity,
meaning
masculinity, like, to be actually masculine, like, and I'm speaking from like a healing perspective here, like, to be divinely masculine is to hold that space for femininity that where it interacts perfectly. But at this point now, masculinity has been such a unquestioned thing, like, patriarchy's been so unquestioned in society that we've had men just getting to a point where they don't know how to express themselves. Like, in this time, women have been emotional with each other, in front of each other, for each other, and men have been like, no, I can't show you my weakness, I can't show. So we've kind of turned into a caricature of ourselves where we're this over-aggressive or non-understanding or kind of like caveman kind of thing, when really, you know, men have a lot of faculties and gifts, maybe not as many as women. I'm much more appreciative of the female than the male myself, but as men, we got the ability to come together and actually express, you know, I'm not perfect, I'm not the rock, like, we're always I can hold everything, I've got it. Nah, sometimes we fall.
You didn't mean The Rock as in the Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
You know, I didn't mean that too, you know.
So I was like, damn, he's the example that we're holding up.
He's the
up
example,
here.
Man. Big muscles.
He's the only person who can save America right now, I swear. Like, he needs to run for president in 2020.
President Dwayne Johnson.
Honestly, like, seriously. But no, I think it was important to clarify that, because some people could have interpreted that as, oh, what, you know, your women are taking over and men don't have a space to vocalize themselves, and so women need to start shutting
like
up. I know, but there's plenty of people listening. This is the first time they're meeting you.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm saying that you need to clarify.
Get some free
media training from Sarah. Same, like that. It's brilliant.
No, but at the same time, at the moment, there is a lot of dialogue about that where people are saying, like, you know, they've got a problem with feminism. I mean, I don't personally call myself a feminist. I'm an egalitarian. You know, I think equality for everyone, you know, it's, I can pick being mixed race, being someone with dreads, being a woman, being vegetarian, whatever it is, kind of thing. So I think it's just important that, because some people have an issue with people calling themselves a feminist. Yeah, for sure.
I think what's happened is both of our genders have been ridiculed through those who seek power from our sacred centers of emotion and energy. And as we've been living as human beings, we've had this system trying to take that from us.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we are caricatures of ourselves. Like, and that has been women being oppressed, getting you know, less than men for things. It's gone into race, it's gone to all these areas, but really it's not about masculinity or femininity, it's about the whole thing getting skewed out of what it is, and
it's
the lack
about
of balance.
Exactly, balance and equality. We need to bring it back to this reality that we, this universal truth we all live in, and that's why we love you so much, Marv, because you're all preaching that, you know, that humble but, you know, pureness that we enjoy. So we're really looking forward to hearing you guys back. We're going to bring the rest of the MCs through to the studio now, so we're going to play a track while we just set up, and we're going to get our cameras ready to roll, because I know this is going to be an epic open mic. Marv and KSR have bought like
the whole
20
squad.
People with them.
The whole squad, man.
Bought a fraction,
so,
bought a fraction.
He bought the brotherhood, the brotherhood,
to
isn't
it? Nice. We had to limit it today, you know.
So that's why we're going to get into things extra early, because we want to make sure everyone's got good time to spit. And Ice to no pressure or anything, but yeah, with these 20 dudes, you're going to be representing for the ladies, yeah?
That's what we've been asked a lot. Is like, you know, where are the women in New Guards? And it's like having people like Asada that can spit with us and show that, like, basically we're tired of people getting respect because they're female. There's so many dope female artists, but there's people here getting work that aren't really
like
about
who?
It. Shots, no names.
No, seriously, like
no
who?
Names. Like there are some people who aren't really that talented. Some people.
But then you see, this is, I hear what you're saying, because you've got people like your Iggy Azaleas or whatever kind of thing, who they become worldwide stars, and a lot of that is because they're just promoted on a sexualized, objectified tip and as a woman, an anomaly sort of thing. But then that same perspective then gets pushed onto people who do actually have skills, and it's like, but then you're only killing it because you're a girl. You're getting loud in a way that a guy in the same position wouldn't.
Yeah, I think we have to, being part of hip hop, we have to be honest about skill level. And some people ain't skilled and they're still getting things just because of who they are, you know? So when the discussions come up, I'm always like, Sarah, she's a female MC who's just hard with it, you know?
I know. So all guys in the green room, brace yourselves. I don't want you to like feel under pressure or anything that you're going to get shown up by a girl or anything like that today. But no, it's all love here. It's all love. And I'm really looking forward to this, but let's play you something brand new from Strange You first, and we're going to get into this open mic next. This is Food Bar Radio.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000!
What, 9,000? There's no way that can be right!
Terminator 4! Terminator 4! Terminator 4! Terminator 4!
Yo, as the platter spins round and around, turn the shit up, let it bump loud in the crowd. The unknown specimen with African cells, got everybody counting sheep straight slapping themselves. The soundboy burial's already begun, the game needs a front rebirth, let it be done, son. One nation under a gun, under the thumb, some of us know the time while the others get dumb. The Terminator funk executioner came from the future, power source nuclear. Funk spreading overseas in dry line, chicks passing out like Jodeci and Life Band. Leveling the city when the bass hits, old girl standing near the woofer caught a facelift. Free of charge from the villains at large, thought it was a dream but the killers left scars. Got the funk banging out the speakers, rare like Samuel hanging out with Jesus. Don't sweat tech, the funk keeps banging, you will never rest your neck.
Terminator 4.
The gravitation was at the nation with the funk. Gamma ray brain activation creeping through the LDN area. God status, Franklin and Valeria. Candoria, Scorno, Andorian. Call the sanatorium, Board of California. Blue ETs are in the audience. Came to the jam, pulling up in time, traveling DeLoreans. The zillion mind control monster. Demolishing the set with the iron cold doctor. Bassline coming from the Nephilim console. Raw drums coming from the Elohim drop zone. If life's really all about the Benjamins, we need to save the world, what's the medicine? Take a damn hit, lying like an invalid, until the makers return in giant flying pyramids. In the meantime, turn it up louder till the 8-bit sprites start turning up around you. Let them into your life and give thanks while the universe laughs all the way to the bank.
Underneath, right?
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over metal endoskeleton.
I gotta send a shout out to Strange U. They had an ill album launch party the other week. That was a lot of fun. Terminator Funk was the name of that track. It's taken from their new album, LP4080. It's out right now. It's available on High Focus Records. You know, you hear all that goodness right here first on FUBAR Radio every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. It's straight about hip-hop. And we've got the rest of the crew. New guards are in the studio with us. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, bless it.
Guards up. Don't forget, Saturday the 25th is all about Nambuka. Had to plug that.
Of course, definitely. And we're going to get a jam. And what's the link? Okay, sorry. Give the people the link that they need.
Okay, just Google Shubs, New Guards, shubs.com. You'll find the event there. You can pick up your tickets there. £5 for the tickets. On the door, it will be more. Yeah, and then you go to New Guards on Facebook, Instagram, New Guards. You'll find us.
With a Z.
Of course, it's only people with hip-hop spellings are allowed to come into the studio, you know. So if it was with an S, you wouldn't have been welcome to. But introduce yourselves quickly before we get into this open mic. Who have we got here? We've got Mar Radio and...
It's Honest T right here. Honest
T. K-Zoro.
That's my big bro, that.
Ray
Vendetta.
Crix the Faray.
Flow Tex.
I'm super excited. Are you ready to roll the camera? Okay, let's get straight into this because there's plenty MCs and I got Ice the Sheriff here with me too, and we are going to hear some crazy bars. This week's beat is courtesy of Mr. Biggs and Legionnaires. Not that beat. This beat. I was like, wow, he really flipped that. But let's do this. This is open mic time. It's FUBAR Radio. We've got new guys in the studio. Who's going to rap first? Who's going to spit first?
Yeah. I'll kick it up, they call me Marv Radio on FUBAR Radio. Freestyle so crazy with the crazy flow.
Hey!
Never need a pen and paper, yo, cause I be vapor, yo. Water getting heated up, so I be getting to the higher places, bro. Cause I'm high all the time off the dower. Shout out my man, Crystal, setting me up with the powers. Oh, and he'll devour anyone in the scene. But come on Saturday, you'll see what we do is no meme. It's more than 16 bars when we come. We're coming in between stars like a supernova. But I'm not sending shots, I'm just saying we be shooting over. About to pass it over to Honest T to school ya, but instead I pass over to Zorro. Hollow.
Yo, it's Zorro. Hollow. Yo, listen. It's a rebirth. Collectively the dream works. Countless of our brothers march forward to their feet hurt. Hose packed and pepper sprayed, rounded up, arrested. Urban Animals was the label that they were given with. They killed the dream and that never could they defeat the dream. Constantly discredited through propaganda machines. You bait and kick your allegiances to the queen. Bullet yourself, it was buried for many centuries. Ex-kings live on, though in body dead and gone. Don't try and keep every different, it's the Renaissance up. Sat in a lecture theatre full of black men.
But I was told this was something that wasn't happening. Perceptions can be dangerous as well as advantageous. Create the world we live in, positivity's contagious. Get a taste, what's your flavour? Not asking any favours. On harsh terrains we try to keep the pain and rock the papers.
Perfected the principles for picking apart the part, the imperfections. Pieces of the person that have paralysed the writer deep. Dramas drown my soul, my daughter dragged me from the dire. I'm the czar of wavy Frago on the tea tsunami fire. The fire water make that whole jam jibber jabber. Something about the guards, the way we flex is so unique. On his tea, send that first brew EP for them bastards. Going so consolidate your fucking favourite rapper, cut, I'm rude, abrasive, and so fucking wild that we've been straight up homie on his first degree of heat. You can't withstand, know yourself. The greatest gift I got was self-awareness, but with that came arrogance and confidence in self. I know my place, and seeking what I'm seeking ain't an easy road, but something about the challenge and the terrain ahead got me on fire, way before you go. I say so, and my name goes to flame mode. I rep it, cut, I'm Ajo.
Been a long road of battling, thoughts gathering, life of a mannequin. Sat back while examining, never been on a bandwagon. Never establishing a fight with this pressure and praying from all the savages. It's trying to make a stand, break down the barriers. Now I'm a force to reckon with, riding round in a chariot. Man be chanting like a Caesar in the bits. I work my way to the top, now it's ether in the bits. They trying to put me down like a bully. Never gave them the chance to try and defeat me fully. By keeping a level head, they won't find out my weaknesses. The governors will never break down what my thesis is. Intriguing medicine speaking, they're eager just to diminish me. Even plunder or pillage streets, it's madness. I'm seeking something that's lyrically, musically, show ability, leaving man on the guillotine. Yeah.
Man's a puzzle, peep the master thesis. Thoughts releasing, microphones are clutching, beasting. Auto, Mega Drive, one of the best described. Scribbling poems, I'm flying with finesse, I glide. Take the best device, eyes over my adversaries. The hell's echo, like seventh just composed a medley. Melodic, 1,000 crystals glisten off the chronic. I'm bombing sonics, peep my notes, check the polyphonics. Disorders, my dad was born within the month of August. Lionheart, I call it Charles, play it soul absorbing. I'm dwelling on the day I reign and hold a fort. Morphing, I lost a couple man's good friends are morphing. It's like I never saw it coming past my side glances. Clutch my lady, two-step with waltz dancing. Suave maneuvers, I did it like I never tried. I'm interested, the devil's watching me with many
Wind
eyes.
To the right, left shift, I grip the wrist, spitting it the flow, slicker than Ricker, ripping the whole residence to jump off. Cypher rappers turning to writers, it's that East End flavour with that East End chick. Don't even drift for a second, the session's in my possession. Got the voice of eternal reflection in my projection, yo. I sing for freedom and wrestle rejection. And I'm battling corruption through this vocal expression. You see, it's loud, clear, toss here. Now I don't fear. Bring your vibes up in here and you're properly getting air. Your flows are many and I'm running the track like Kelly. And I'll be running around and I'm giving a love, but there's nobody wanting to fear me down. But I get down. I'm seeing the people that holding the blade. And I'll be running and gunning around and then people are fading away. I see the flows are many. I'm not giving you any. Yeah, it's me and the new gods and you know it is sounding heavy.
Chick come buddied out the place. She sound like a machine gun. Come a wife, I click and back and blaze. And she said, ah, she said, she don't forgive no F or you no bars. So my bar says it's F you, now we're aiming for your dogs. Man of God, a new dog, I'm in a setting by the stars. You have a dream dog, but I swear you still be praying to the Lord. Like somebody save him, or somebody please just send him abroad. Just make him have a better life, or just giving him applause. Clap the boy, now rap the boy, now send him to the maker. Now send him to the baker, dog. Cook him up and tape him up. Mad to this dog, but we no time for them fakers, dog. New gods living on that land that we're baking up. Our gang living, said I'm winning and I'm killing. Them same old brothers, dog, we're aiming for the chillers. The cold in the night, but still for hungry for the dinners. It's cornflakes and bagels, so hungry for my dinner. Hey.
Mama taught me manners, so it's peas and thank yous to the pansies, cause they give me money and my band too. We get in on the stage and everybody feels it, cause we making music with something real that we deliver. Like we was postmen, but with adult men, coast men, we be coasting. Got the whole game open, watch how they scoping, like it was a sniper scope then. But they be missing every time they aim for headshots. We got the head tops every time we pass shots around. It's friendly fire, so we know we got the fire to inspire and transpire anything. We got the circumstances changing, rearranging, watch us strange men turning into aliens, flying to the highest heights that you have ever seen. UFO beam, UFO team, laser scenes like a straight line from light. That's the laser fly. So I'ma pass it on to the next to blaze the mic. Blaze the mic.
It's my mannerism, my life office so challenging, cause my salary's missing. I'm not making weight, I lost all my metabolism. Capitalists rule around, so I'm a pessimist. If optimism enters my brain, then it's cannibalism. My ammunition is ambition, intuition, inquisition. Man ask questions like an exorcism. I've done had a premonition and envisioned, and made a quick incision, an aneurysm. Catch the rhythm, are you following the algorithm? In position of a division, the poor and the rich, it's like an exhibition. Send me away like an extradition. Extra thoughts, anticipation, penetration. Knife wield, masked up, I'm hiding my face. Ghost movement, excitement, enlightenment, and hate. And yo, forward march, advancing together. And from day to day, we're striving for better.
Spread that nuclear poison for Fukushima. I desire to be a trier, stop thinking and be a dreamer. The thought stealer, oracle of oral gymnastic dream peeler. Blue, brown, purple, pink peeler. Old hype believer, cockney geezer with a cockney to please her. Galactic warrior freezer, my shackles but free. Speaking with gumption, cup of tea with suction. Oneless conducting while I'm cleansman diving. Dirty shirt in the booth, you're talking that discussion's voting. Who's that discussions? Fuck your assumptions. Faith can move mountains. Twinkle brother skanking. Soap cause I douse them in hydrochloric pepper spray. Bars, I'm the next to save. Mars after Earth, never rest on laurels yesterday. Get them on the corner, gel cap rapping, get your testimony. I'll string a bell these loopers and keep them chasing the shadow line.
It goes liquor on the wall, sipping haze mist. All piff and laughter reverberates. Mind states are uplifting, reminiscing on days past. It's the brave hearts, warriors upholding the fortress. Sword sharp, new Evra helmets, iceberg armor. Buds on rotation, we speed out the gardener. Testosterone sores, feeding on the fairer sex. Who get that number? Quids in, place your best drops by the monkey bar. Spray paint, by the tar, spray paint, by the swing set. Bacon watching hard, kids home, busting case evidence. Far from great, glad to have him home. Not sure how long he'll stay. Shots to the elders, sorry about the weed smoke. Yeah, mum's cool, I tell her, you said you phone. As 12 stays two-tone, red violet sunset. Figures turn to silhouettes, the day's far from done yet.
Yes, this is Foo Bar Radio. You're tuned into the sounds of the open mic. Remember, producers, MCs, if you want to take part in the open mic, hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, and send us a snippet of your sounds. That's going out to all MCs, producers. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We want to represent you guys. Who's next to tear up the mic? I start?
Yeah, why not?
Yo, we deading off the beat like a fight stopped by the deputy. When I was in school, I would put everybody secondary. Telling white lies, but it's damaging my ebony. Hitting 17 and someone needs to pay the penalty. Arsenal and misdemeanors hit me like a Kennedy. Didn't grow up eating breakfast, now I've got the recipe. These words are even healthier than if you're eating sellable. Every syllable is medicine, that eternal remedy. Never a statistic, pull the plug on their austerity. Left you waiting like a clinic, let this music be your therapy. I used to do contemporary, I'm still dancing on the melody. Murder on the dance floor, but bars are my weaponry. Don't read the Daily Mail, that's like the poor man's enemy. We give words of integrity while they incite jealousy. This is musical chemistry, substance present heavily. Legacy, trying to move the crowd like telepathy.
Yes. Drowning hot world, blind slaughter, divine author. Pushing love inside your daughter, mag shit. With the wordplay, I keep my doctrines. I need some head on every birthday. My birthplace, the end zone. I roam around the compass. My hunger's off the Richter scale. Show me where my lunch is. Punching, suicide jewels, my chest pounding. You marvel at the light in this prime. Rap astounding. Hounds bark, send them in, sniffing all the rats out. Plotted it since 99, but sat and played the background. Backing down, chat bout. Never in my vocab. Rose grab a hold of us and choke us till we go mad, but not me. Lounging with a cutie, pop the knock knee. Clown copy. Duplicate the stupid they could not be. Razor sharp, Prince Neff, the alias, you heard of me. Hands to yourself, I hit the scene, it's an emergency.
Angel on the left, but the devil's on the right. You fuck boys living some suicide life. It's like too much loyalty, dog, and not much pride. It's like Gary's the ride to try, tech this die. It's like killed yourself with too much talk, that's your chitter chatter. Bare much bad man, not enough real rappers. Well, it's hip-hop dog and his rappers. And there's man that spit bars and some YouTube gatherers. Mad like, followers, no thumbs up, they like us. Thumbs down, fingers down, don't hype us. Allow that fake buzz, dog, come and see the night. Cause you can see on Saturday, if we turn that right. But 25th of this month, shots fly for us like Winter Jam, set that, they don't want this ride. Sumo cheap, with a little piece of Sophie Faith. And I tell them they can sus bully, they can catch the grace. Dog, couple other names, but come and catch the taste. Come and get a flavour of them Ross cupcakes. I
or come and bust a shot, or just come get off your face. Just come and vibe with us, get that new God taste.
It's a real life thing, cause we are not on a plane though. See us down the road on Holloway Road. Check the skate goat, I'm trying to be the G-O-A-T. I mean that spells goat, so I'm trying to get a boat, but I haven't even got a rope, let alone some oak. So I'm trying to build something everybody can provoke. A movement across the seas like a ton of killer bees. Trying to find ourselves free so we can make some honey and make some honeys feel like sweet like honey. I'm doing my thing, I be Thai boxing high knee. Freestyle so sick you think it's written, but I'm just going for the title with the best freestyler in Great Britain. But Crick Star's ahead of me, so I gotta give him daps, cause he's coming back to back. Gotta pass over the track, but still I gotta do it. Even if my car tire's flat, keep on ruling, keep on rolling, then I'm flying back.
Break your perception if you think that you're weak. We got flows pinning brilliance, our lyrics unique. Another outcast, scripted by the devilish world. Not cliche, never on no he say, she say. I chat about shit that I know. Yeah, I'm cooking plus I'll serve up. See if you handle this first murder. Melting up many microphones, I'm a misfit. Minimizing spit is a savage up in this district. Yo, catch me in the lab billing dubs. Capture the buzz, interaction amongst many icons, pioneers, and raps underrated. It's blatant, the masses proceed to suffocate it. Yo, it's like the facts are too strong. Rapture the chapters and capture the actors. There's too many peeps that need actual BAFTAs. The role that you lead and I'm practical, done.
Shattered dreams and cancer sticks, done it in the study. Colonel Mustard with the candle wig, brandy lit blazer. Shirt with the golden cast, roller stogie up, rag on portrait of the homie, but tail shot. Taser, left the bars wankered off old fashioned gloves, slicking on nostalgia, memorandum of the moment, second minute hour. Ambrosia in the apple bottom, scoot me in the hoopty. The shoes leather rocking scales, bruh. Engine shift off smoothly. Twirl lemon with liberty, crossover, harding with the handle, sinking with synergy. Lost role, my mindscape mystery. Epiphany, plot folders, God soldiers, Wiley Coyote or Hector with the quick shift. Squash roll and bloody symphony, slick as quick draw. Westworld, welcome to the maze, what you in for? Marionette of the masquerade, rocking tinfoil. It's always darkest right before the dawn breaks. All up in the maze.
Yo, yes. It's all up in your maze. New guards up in the place. Up in the place, up in your face. So let's go. Listen, it goes. Yo, it goes. Pedal to the metal, Hamilton on instrumentals. And my lab is like my temples. And us. In the right time, my lifeline gets pwned just inside my sight line at high tide. Never wait for others, I don't need permission. You can either use initiative or you're just hoping, wishing. Don't you ever hate another's graph, envy his position. Only when the hard work pays off, realize what you missing, never missed it. I never had it, so it didn't matter. Just a rapper amongst other rappers, gonna need a track, a lost all track of the whole point. Saturation, where's the audience? Turn savage, it's become a page fighting tournament. I drop mathematics, call me Borderman, and I'm mourning them. Pendle to it, couldn't afford the rent. You can leave you and leave you nothing with exchange for it. That's why many lose their minds when that fame's calling.
Fire from the skies raining, horizons light up. Prince amongst the peasants I came, fresh fake up. Rappers need to stay in their lane, the track athletes. I go to them opposed to the finish, magnet sweet. Lessons of my preferences and audio is timeless. Verse murder short and sweet, feel the heat rewind this. Wrote this in a stress cloud, storm within the vocal. Started in my bedroom, nowadays I take it global. Soul food, red snapper, yam and fried dumpling. McCallum, you a cracker fool, the left hook's a truncheon. Punching way above my weight, metabolism marker. You funny fashion boogie type, you don't want the drama. It's armor, the guards come palaver.
New
Guards win a jam, 27th of February. Now I'm going to go on the road.
25th.
Let's clear that up. 25th. Marv, I thought you were professional. Yeah, someone who knows what they're talking about. K Zara, tell the people the information.
So, the New Guards winter jam is on Saturday, the 25th of February at Nambuka Holloway Road. Yeah, it's not to be missed. We've got Sophie Faith, we've got Sus Bully, we've got Sumo Chief, we've got the Fly Hooligan, we've got DJ Wicked, Shroff, the High Rollers doing their roller skate, dancey thingy going on. It's going to be a madness. Just get down there. We've got treats for you as well.
There's merch there as well. And I've got a little sneaky something coming too.
Okay. So what are the links then to share? Like, what's the link if people want to track you down online?
Okay, you can find us at New Guards with a Z on the end. That's Instagram, that's Facebook. You can find us on, if you want to find a ticket, of course, you go to shubs.com, New Guards. You'll find it. You'll find a link, Winter Jam. So that's where you can find us.
Thank you so much. That was New Guards, Honors T, K, Zorro, Ray Vendetta, Crick Stefari, Flo Tech, and Issa to Sheriff just ripping up that open mic. And we had Mr. Biggs on the beat as well. Thank you so much, all you guys, for coming through and repping for us. Thank you so much to Lord Vanessa, DITC, representing earlier on the show, and Black Chronicle. And thank you to you guys for listening. Yeah. This show is all about you. Next week, right here, we're going to have Tone and Tony D and Locksmith are going to be in the studio. Tony, they're going to be performing live. And of course, my Sticky is going to be back too. But keep it locked right here to Foobar Radio, because up next, you've got Payne and Sylvester taking care of you. And hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop, and you can listen back to that open mic. And make sure you share that video, guys. That's going to be up tomorrow as well. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much, Isotope, for holding me down today.
It was a nice little treat for me. This was a nice treat. New Guards, big up, man. I'm in the mood now.
Come true Saturday then, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be live. Trust me, it's going to be live.
Yes.
We're not the type to gas and then leave ourselves open to shots. There's a reason why shots is part of God's life, is because we're strong back and we can hold it.
I know. I'm going to be there. That's local for me. So it's nice and convenient. But thank you so much. See you guys all next week, Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. It's all about hip hop right here on Foobar. And remember, we like to leave you with this message at the end of every show.
Unity.